News, I'm Mike Hempen. A divided Supreme Court rejects the Trump administration's push to rebuke a judge over a foreign aid freeze.
By a 5-4 vote, the court told U.S. District Judge Amir Ali to clarify his earlier order that required the Republican administration to release nearly $2 billion in aid for work that had already been done. Although the outcome is a short-term loss for President Trump's administration, the nonprofit groups and businesses that sued are still waiting for the money they say they are owed. It's the second time the new administration has sought and failed to persuade the Supreme Court to immediately rein in a lower court judge in legal fights over actions taken by Trump. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump's primetime speech was the latest marker in his takeover of the nation's capital. He's vowing to keep up his campaign of swift and unrelenting action in reorienting the nation's economy, immigration, and foreign policy. Republican Congressman Brandon Gill says he liked what he heard.
I thought it was everything we would want to see from President Trump and more. He's bringing us back into the golden age of America. He's secured our border. He's unleashed our energy. We're getting our economy back on track. He talked about bringing us back to a balanced budget. These are things that presidents have been promising forever, and he has actually delivered on them. And it was great to see him show the American people, tell the American people all of his successes.
A spokesperson for Democratic Representative Sylvester Turner of Texas says he has died. Linda Brown says Turner was taken to a hospital in Washington, D.C. and died at his home this morning. He was 70. A developing story, the Justice Department has charged 10 hackers and 2 Chinese officials in a broad cyber espionage campaign targeting U.S. agencies. This is AP News. The Catholic Church has opened the Lenten season without the participation of Pope Francis, who remains hospitalized.
A cardinal took the Pope's place, leading a short penitential procession between 2 churches, and was to read a homily prepared for the pontiff marking Ash Wednesday. In its latest update on Francis's health, the Vatican said the Pope rested well overnight, waking up shortly after 8 a.m. after a second night sleeping with the ventilation mask. Francis remains in stable condition with a guarded prognosis, meaning he's not out of danger. Francis's hospitalization began on February 14 and is the longest of his 12-year papacy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Powerful storms that killed 2 people in Mississippi have moved east and are threatening to spawn more tornadoes. The National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch for parts of North and South Carolina. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are 2 of the 4 hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.